next week, good Lord willing, the well don't run dry. Be back next week. Y'all stay blessed. Till next week.
The R because there are 100 other David Browers in the United States, and that keeps me separate from most of them. I like the direction you're going in, KBOO, Portland, and I wish you had a lot more company.
Does your employer have a matching gifts program? Many companies offer dollar-for-dollar matching charitable contributions for donations you make to KBOO. The impact of your gift may be doubled or possibly tripled. Participating companies also match gifts made by retirees and or spouses. Matching gifts are a great way for you to maximize your membership dollars. Check with your company's human resources or accounting departments to find out if your employer matches charitable contributions, then request a matching gift form. For more information on companies making matching gifts, go to kboo.fm/employer-matching.
View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. Today, we will conclude last week's lecture by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. Here is part two of Prophet Muhammad in World Scriptures.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I hope everyone is well in these trying times on many, many fronts. Alhamdulillah, but today is a day of celebration. We can't ever forget that while the world is filled with suffering, it's also filled with the overcoming of suffering. And so it's really important for us to celebrate despite the fact that there are so many people in tribulation and trials. But there are things to celebrate in this world. And certainly for us as Muslims, the thing that we should celebrate more than any other is guidance. And that guidance comes from one source, which is our Lord. But our Lord chose to use as a means for that guidance his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're here to celebrate this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so I'd like to talk, inshallah, about the praised one in world scriptures. I think a lot of Muslims are unaware that one of the unique aspects of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he was actually mentioned, according to the Quran, in the previous dispensations. We also are unique, I think, amongst the world religions in that we acknowledge all the previous prophets, the ones we know and the ones we don't know. So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his prophet to say, آمنا بالله وما أنزل علينا وما أنزل على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى والنبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. So this is an extraordinary verse saying that the Prophet is commanded to say, I believe in Allah who and what he has revealed to us and what he revealed to Abraham and to Ishmael and to Isaac and to Jacob and to the children of Israel and what was given to Moses and what was given to Jesus and the prophets from their Lord. So he mentions all those prophets, but then he says that we're told to believe also in these Nabi'un, these other prophets, and then not to differentiate between them, even though there are degrees amongst them, all of them are from the same source. And so they're honored in the same way. So for instance, you have your father and your uncle. Your father is obviously privileged over your uncle, but you still honor your uncle. You don't separate between them in that sense of honor towards them. So these are all prophets from God. And so this is where we're going to, inshallah, begin and look at. So now in Genesis 21:1-3. Now the Lord has said to Abram, that was his name Abram before it was Ibrahim or Abraham. We also call him Abraham in one of the seven Qira'at. He's Abraham. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. Which is the great nation? And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So then he says he's going to make a great nation, and then he's going to bless those who bless you. So I called one of the leading evangelical ministers in the United States, and I said to him, Minister, have you ever blessed Abraham? I'm just curious. And he said, I can't say that I have. And I said, well, doesn't Genesis 12 say that God will bless those that bless Abraham? And he said, that's true. Maybe I should start doing it. And then I called one of the major rabbis who I know, and I asked him, do you have a prayer that blesses Abraham? He said, I can't recall one, but there's probably one somewhere in the Talmud. So my question is, who is that blessed nation that blesses Abraham? Every single day, 17 times a day, we say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. We call it Salat al-Ibrahimiyya. It's the Abraham. We don't call it Salat al-Muhammadiyya. It's amazing. Now, in terms of the Christian mentioning of our Prophet, John 14:15-16, this is Ibn Ishaq and Ibn Hisham both mention this. This is the verse that they give, and they say that in Surah As-Saff, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Jesus said that he's going to give good news of a prophet, يَأْتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ, that he says this, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. So in the Greek, kego, eroteso, ton patera kai alon parakleton. So my New Testament Greek's rusty, but it's clearly says kai alon parakleton. Alon means another helper. The Christians interpret this as the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. But John says that Christ will baptize with the Holy Spirit. The Quran says the Holy Spirit was with Christ. This says another parakleton. Philo says that parakleton is an intercessor or an advocate. The name of our Prophet, according to Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, his most prominent names, Muhammad, Ahmed, Shafi', Shafi'. Shafi' is literally parakleton. That's what it means. It means the intercessor. And this is why Jesus on the Day of Judgment is the one that says he's the one that knows who the intercessor is. The other prophets don't meant, they say, go to the next prophet. So they have to go through all the prophets. But then when they get to Jesus, he says, go to the intercessor. I'm not the paraclete. It's he's coming after me. Paraclete, advocate, Shafi'a. There it is. It's in Hans Ver. Shafi'a, intercessor, advocate. That's our prophet. And he's also called Ahmadu Shafi'a. Ahmad is the name that goes with Shafi' because his name on the Day of Judgment is Ahmad. That's who he's called on the Day of Judgment. Muhammad is his earthly name. Ahmad is his name on the Day of Judgment. And then also when the advocate comes, who will I send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who come? He will testify about me. So the Prophet ﷺ told us to believe in Jesus. So we believe in Jesus because he told us about him. In Luke, it says that the Holy Ghost descended already in the shape of a dove. And a voice came from heaven and said, thou art my beloved son. We don't have a problem with that. When you look at David was called a son of God. In the Old Testament, other Jewish prophets were called sons of God. All kullukum iyalullah. The Prophet said, all of you are children of God. So he's his beloved son. In thee I'm well pleased. Raditu anka. I mean, that sounds like somebody who's over to somebody who's under. And then Allah says, وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُحِ الْقُدُسِ. We supported him with the Holy Spirit. رُحِ الْقُدُسِ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. The Prophet ﷺ, when Hassan ibn Muthabit was saying his poetry, the Prophet said, اللهم أيده بروح القدس. Oh Allah, give him support from the Holy Spirit. So we believe in the Holy Spirit. We just don't believe it's part of God. And then he says, John says that I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now here's the most interesting one of all of them to me. When they came to John the Baptist, the Jews asked if he was the Messiah. He said, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the Christ. And then they said, are you Elias or Elijah? Because the Jews believed that Elijah comes and explains everything. And he said, I'm not Elijah. And then they said, are you the prophet, O prophetas? Are you the prophet? And he answered, no. So there's the Messiah, there's Elias, but then there's the prophet. So who's the prophet? Well, if we look it up in the dictionary, this is Merriam-Webster. Definition of prophet, one who utters divinely inspired revelations such as, often capitalized, the writer of one of the prophetic books, B, capitalized, one regarded by a group of followers as the final authoritative revealer of God's will, Muhammad, the prophet of Allah. I mean, it's very interesting that it's right there in the dictionary. I don't know if somebody wants to look up the prophet. Are you the prophet? So, I mean, that, again, it's just salt. It's just interesting. I mean, I find that fascinating. That's there. And then Jesus said to the Jewish people, the stone builders rejected the stone. The Lord has done this. It's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to a people who will produce its fruit. Anyone who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. And when the chief priests and Pharisees heard Jesus' parable, they knew he was talking about them. They looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the prophet held that he... The people held that he was a prophet. So he's talking about the cornerstone. They rejected the cornerstone. Now, obviously, that could refer to their rejection of Christ. But it's very interesting that the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith in al-Bukhari, "Inna mathali wa mathal al-anbiya min qabri ka mathali rajulan bana baytan fa ahsanahu wa ajmalahu illa mawdi'a labinatan min zawiya." That the likeness of me and the previous prophets before you is the likeness of a man who built a beautiful house. All these religions are beautiful. They're all beautiful. And there was only one cornerstone missing. And the people walked around. فَجَعْلَ النَّاسُ يَطُوفُونَ بِهِ وَيَعْجِبُونَ لَهُ. They're amazed at this amazing house. of all these truths that came to humanity. وَيَقُولُونَ هَلَّا وُضِعَتْ هَذِي اللَّبِنَا. If only the cornerstone was there. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا اللَّبِنَا. I'm the cornerstone. أَنَا خَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنِّي عَنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْتُوبٌ بِخَاتِمِ النَّبِيِّينَ. I am the seal of the messengers. وَإِنَّ آدَمَ لَمُنْجَدِدٌ فِي طِينَتِهِ. This was done when Adam was between water and earth. وَسَأُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَوَّلِ ذَلِكَ. Let me tell you how this begins. دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This is began with the call, the prayer of my father Abraham. One, he prayed to God that Ishmael would be blessed and made into a great nation. And then he also said, وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. And bring them a messenger from themselves, from the Arabs. وَبِشَارَةُ عِيسَى. And the good news of Jesus. وَرُؤْيَ أُمِّي. And the vision of my mother. الَّتِي رَأَتْ حِينَ وَضَعَتْنِي. She saw a vision when she gave birth to me. This is the day that she gave birth to him. She saw a vision. أَنُّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. This light came out of her. أَضَاءَتْ لَهَا مِنْهُ قُصُورُ شَامٍ. This hadith struck me as so strange that it said, because of that light from her, the palaces of the Levant, of Sham, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon, will give light. And I thought that was just, what does that mean? Qusuru Sham. And then this purely happened serendipitously. I opened a book when I was thinking about this, and this is what I opened to. Michael the Elder, Jacobite Patriarch of Antioch, writing in the latter half of the 12th century, could approve the decision of his co-religionists and see the hand of God, the finger of God, in the Arab conquest, even after the Eastern churches had experienced of 5 centuries of Mohammedan rule. This was written by a Christian. After recounting the prosecutions of Heraclius, he writes, so this is from Michael the Elder, the Jacobite patriarch. This is why God, the God of vengeance, who alone is all powerful and changes the empire of mortals as he will, you give dominion to whom you please, giving it to whomsoever he will and uplifting the humble, beholding the wickedness of the Romans, the Byzantines, the Christians, who throughout their dominions cruelly plundered our churches and our monasteries and condemned us without pity. These were Orthodox Christians, what they were doing to the minority Christians of the Levant, brought from the region of the south, the sons of Ishmael, to deliver us through them from the hands of the Romans. And if in truth we have suffered some loss because the Catholic churches that had been taken away from us and given to the Chalcedonians remained in their possession, for when the cities submitted to the Arabs, they assigned to each domination the churches which they found it to be in possession of. So they restored the stolen property to the churches. They didn't take them as mosques. This is a Christian testifying. And at that time, the great church of Emesa and that of Haran had been taken away from us. Nevertheless, it was no slight advantage for us to be delivered from the cruelty of the Romans, their wickedness, their wrath, and cruel zeal against us, and to find ourselves at peace. The palace, the rulers of Syria, because of the light of Muhammad, restored justice to these poor persecuted Christians. In conclusion, I really want to emphasize that we have to respect just all of these amazing religions. Because our Prophet ﷺ, he came to teach us tolerance and respect. In Al-Bukhari, when the Jewish man, and they were at odds at that time, when the Jewish man was being led to the graveyard, and the Prophet saw it, he stood up. And they said to him, "It's a Jew, O messenger of God." And he said, "Awalaita nafsa? Isn't it a soul going back to its Lord?" This place is confusing, and all of these religions have given this incredible solace to people. And even though we believe our religion is a final religion, that it abrogates, this is our conviction, but we also recognize that not everybody sees the clear and convincing proof that you or I might see. And so we have to respect people where they're at. We have to wish good for them. The Jewish people are children of prophets. Do you think their fathers would like to see them astray? They have an incredible religion. They have an amazing tradition. The Hindus have an amazing religion. They have an amazing tradition. It fulfills their intellectuals. The Buddhists have an incredible religion. They're all amazing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. We have revealed you this book that says the previous books were also true. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. And as a guardian for those previous dispensations, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. So judge with what God has given you and don't follow their ways. عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. From what God has given you from the truth. لِكُلِّن جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شَرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Each we have given a sharia and a minhaj, a law and a way. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And had God wanted, he would have made you all one nation. وَلَكِن, but, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِيمَا أَتَاكُمْ. To test each of you in what he has given you. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So vie with one another in virtue. It's amazing. No other book that I know of has this teaching. Be virtuous. Compete in virtue. Don't let the سُبَّ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Don't even curse idols of the idol worshippers. And if I've ever done that, may Allah forgive me. Don't ever curse idols of the idol worshippers. فَيَسُبَّ اللَّهُ عَدُونَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And then Allah says, كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلْهُمْ. We have made every community appear what they're doing to be good. Allah says that. And he intended for all these peoples to be on this earth. And we have to live together. So, بُشْرَى لَنَا مَعْشَرِ الْإِسْلَامِ إِنَّ لَنَا مِنَ الْعِنَايَةِ رُكْنًا غَيْرَ مُنْهَدِمِ لَمَّا دَعَ اللَّهُ دَاعِينَا لِطَاعَتِهِ بِأَكْرَمَ الرُّسُلِ كُنَّا أَكْرَمَ الْأُمَمِ. We have good news, O people of submission of Islam. We have the providence. We have a rukn, a pillar that can never be destroyed. When our Lord called our caller to his obedience by calling him أَكْرَمَ الرُّسُلِ, we became this dignified nation amongst the nations. Only if we follow what he taught us. If we don't, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, here's the conditions to be the best ummah. You enjoin good, you forbid vice, you believe in God. And had the other dispensations believed, it would have been better for them. Minhum al-mu'minun, amongst them are believers. Wa aktharum al-fasiqun, it sounds like the human condition. Among them are believers, but many of them are فاسقون. Our ummah is like that now too. So, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love God, follow me. God will love you. He will forgive you your sins. He is the forgiving, the merciful. One of the things that people don't know is that in the tomb of our beloved, over it, it says, قُلْ. This is written in calligraphy. And whoever put this, it's amazing that they put this ayah. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِرَتِهِ. Each of you will act according to your way. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. And your Lord knows who is the most guided. And that, if you look in the commentaries, they say these other religions are following their shakila. We have our shakila. Let's leave it, defer it to the day of judgment when Allah says he will clarify about that which you were differing. Let's rejoice in our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rejoice in all of these other amazing traditions, respect them, and treat them genuinely with respect, with care, with concern. This is our way. This is the way of our Prophet. He cared about humanity, all of humanity. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You were brought forth for all of humanity. We shouldn't be selfish. We should be like our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had no selfishness in him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What I wouldn't give to be a tear that fell from your eye and dripped down your cheek, which left the sun eclipsed, and then to hang from your blessed lip as you supplicate for mercy's gift. A tear that fell into your cup and mixed with the water you slowly sipped. To be consumed and swallowed slow, to quench your thirst, I'd give my soul. To nourish you and then to flow through your blessed body, flesh and bones. As you walked and as you prayed, as you smiled, and as you lay, as you sat beneath the shade of those blessed palms bearing Medina's dates, as you slept and as you'd wake, as you wept and as you'd quake with reverence and supplicate forgiveness for your ummah's sake, as you circled the Kaaba draped and told your Lord, Labbaik, Labbaik, here I am, here I've come. I do not act for anyone, but for you, to serve your will. I am grain and you the mill. I submit, don't leave me to me for a second split. Tears flow like water from your fingertips and revelation from your blessed lips. Your blessed lips, your blessed hands that kindly sift through desert sand, that firmly raise and purely praise, that gently caress the orphan's face, that kindly give the hungry bread, though you yourself remained unfed. When besieged and struck, you bled. A single droplet turns the canvas red. As you slept on that palm mat bed that marked your back in denting lines, causing those who loved you to cry, Ya Rasulullah, kings sleep in feather beds on high, but on a dusty floor you choose to lie. And from your tongue came the reply, to them this world and to us the afterlife. And after breath escaped your lungs, when you knew your time had come, Medina's teardrop rivers run, and Sayyidina Bilal could not move his tongue. For how could he call to the mosque for prayer without you in front, standing there? It was a weight too great to bear as sounds of mourning filled the air. We are yours, we are yours. We pray to meet you at heaven's doors, to smell perfume straight from your pores. Nothing more, nothing more. There is really nothing that we ask for but to see your smiling face greeting us at heaven's door. Nothing more. Ameen. May we all be united with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the garden, in the divine presence, inshallah, and drink from his hands at his hold, inshallah. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah.
You have been listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. That was Poetry in Praise of the Prophet by Baraka Blue. And before that, we had part two of a lecture by Sheikh Hamza Yusuf entitled Prophet Muhammad in World Scriptures. If you benefited from today's programming, please show your support with a donation at kboo.fm and at mccpdx.org. Please follow the Muslim Community Center of Portland on Facebook at facebook.com/Muslim Community Center of Portland for weekly lectures, videos, and updates. You can listen to Islamic Point of View each week here on KBOO, Sundays at 8 a.m.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Hello, and welcome to Pathways, where you were invited to join us for a visit with leaders in personal and cultural